إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، أما بعد. Brothers in Islam, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly and asking Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace and send His blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I remind myself and you to have taqwa of Allah, to be mindful of Allah, to fear Allah the way He deserves it. And when death comes to one of us, we should be in a state of total submission to Allah, Muslims, dying as Muslims, living as Muslims. And for someone to die as a Muslim, one has to live as a Muslim. If one does not live as a Muslim, one cannot die as a Muslim. It seems very simple, but very complicated. It's just a sentence with a few words. However, living up to this sentence is the real test which we are facing. And sometimes, or often, we become heedless of these facts. And we don't realize what's going on around us, and we take things for granted. However, Allah Azza wa Jal decrees in everyone's life that certain events take place which shed light on these matters, which remind us of these basic tenets of faith. You would assume that everyone should believe like you believe, and that the matter of belief in Islam is something that does not require even investigation, nor is it something that you have to consider, nor is it something that human beings should really be picky about. It's a given. Islam is the deen of Allah, the only true religion which Allah will accept on the day of resurrection. No other religion will be valid. No other way of life will be acceptable except the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't doubt that. I hope we don't doubt that. However, when we look around us, we realize that this gift which Allah has given us is not for everyone. And the topic of this khutbah today is based on a personal experience that I had gone through just 2 days ago. And it made me realize that we need to address this issue, because if we don't have the proper understanding, we may go astray. My manager is an atheist. And you may think, these atheists are a bunch of lunatics. They don't know anything. True. That's exactly what they are. However, the shaitan works hand in hand with these individuals so that they cast doubt in the hearts of the believers. And if you, my brother in faith, if you are not established in your belief, if you do not have the proper foundation, the shaitan will use these doubts which they cast as means to lead one of us astray. Hypothetical? No. This is a fact. Happened to many people who were once Muslims and now are atheists or Christians or Hindus or Buddhists. They left the deen of Allah for something else. And it all began with one of these two entrances, one of these two doors of access that the shaitan has to the son of Adam. Either the door of shubuhat or shahawat. Shaitan is able to defeat us in that battle with him in one of two ways, or both ways. Either desires, which is equivalent to sins, lawful desires because Allah made certain desires lawful. Things which are allowed that you enjoy, no issues. But the unlawful desires, sinfulness in all of its forms and shapes and types. And the other entrance or door of access is shubuhat. Doubts. Doubts. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam received such issues during his time, wherein he said, the shaitan comes to one of you and says, who created such and such? Then, who created such and such? Until he keeps dragging you into this way of thinking until he reaches the point, who created your Lord? Until he asks you, and you start asking yourself, who created Allah? Okay, Allah exists, but how did Allah exist? Who brought Allah into existence? And the Prophet ﷺ said, if one of you reaches that point, let him stop thinking this way and seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan. Therefore, these kind of atheistic questions are satanic in their very essence. And in my conversation with this individual, which was over an hour and a half, I must have received over 50 questions, which I'm afraid if I were to ask to the masses of Muslims, 80% or 75% will have no answer. No satisfactory answer, not to the atheists, forget about them, let them burn in hell for our own salvation. Because he's only an atheist because he chose to be an atheist. Allah did not create a single human being as an atheist. Atheism is an abnormality against the very nature of the son of Adam. And the evidence is in the Quran. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. This is explicitly in the Quran that Allah Azza wa Jalla said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and mentioned when your Lord took from the loins, the descendants, from the loins of the son of Adam, his descendants, all of us, and Allah made them bear witness, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? And all of us testified, بَلَا شَهِدْنَا, yes, we have testified. You don't remember? You don't need to remember. This is ingrained and imprinted in your natural disposition. It is not an event which you have to recall to say, oh yeah, I remember that happening. This is something that happened that cannot be denied. Therefore, you naturally believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla, even if you didn't read any revelation. And that's why Allah said in the continuation of the ayah, أَن تَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Lest you say on the day of judgment, we, in regards to this, we were unaware. So no one will come and say to Allah, I did not know that you existed and I had to believe in you. Therefore Allah made all of us bear witness. So in the natural disposition of the son of Adam is the belief in Allah Azza wa Jalla. The proper belief in Allah. The details of knowledge is from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the Quran which was revealed and through the statements of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we learn about the names and attributes of Allah in detail, the 99 names of Allah. But the general belief, it is ingrained in us. So an atheist is just a fool fooling himself and trying to fool others. The claim that Allah is unjust, the foundation of atheism is the allegation that Allah is unjust. Therefore, people in Africa are dying from starvation, including children, while you are leading a lavish life. So according to the atheist, how is this justice? How is it that the 2, 3, 4-year-old kid in Africa who never got to enjoy anything in life yet dies of starvation while your children are going to school and being fed all kinds of food and wearing all kinds of clothes? He's saying this is injustice. And I hope at this point you're not buying it. I hope you have an answer before I give you the answer. Because if you don't have an answer, then you have to take some time out from your business life and start learning your religion. And we have to stop beating around the bush and pampering each other in these matters. This is not something which you can just kind of think about. You must have a solid answer. Do you ever doubt the justice of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa taqaddasat asma'u? What is the matter with these people, the son of Adam? The arrogant, the prideful. To accuse Allah of injustice. It's very simple, my brothers in faith. Our deen gave us a satisfactory answer for every single thing. It is only unsatisfactory to the feeble-minded. To those who don't want to believe it, so they say it is not satisfactory. However, it is beyond satisfactory. We'll tell you this. Do we agree, and don't answer me verbally, that from Islam we learn that this worldly life, in comparison to the life to come, is like a drop in an ocean? Yes or no? Yes, I will answer on your behalf. If you feel otherwise, then start learning Islam from scratch once again. This whole dunya, with everything in it, compared to the akhirah, is a drop in an ocean with bazillions and millions and trillions of droplets of water. It's only one drop. So if you wind up entering paradise, nothing else really matters. We say, according to Islam, a young child who dies somewhere in this world without ever having reached the age of puberty is free from sin and therefore will enter Jannah. Whereas you, my friend, with the money rolling and the lavish lifestyle, have a lot of accountability to go through prior to being admitted to paradise if you make it. So if you were to look at it really, you will find that the condition of this young boy is much better than your condition. Because he was too young to really feel anything and he just died quickly and now he will enjoy Jannah for the rest of his life, where we have to do a lot of work in order to enter it. So now the tables are turned around. So now you think it is more justice to the kid than to us? No! This is the balance which Allah made among His creation, each as per his individual situation. So it is not your job to be telling Allah how to manage His own creation. Your job is to worry about yourself. And that's what you have to tell these atheists. Stop trying to be Allah and play His role. You can't do it. Your job is to make sure that you're saved. Because you can never play the role of Allah Azza wa Jal as a creation of Allah. This is one of the many, many doubts. It is all from the toying of the shaitan with the son of Adam. In Sahih Muslim, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I saw in my dream that my head was cut off. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the shaitan toys with one of you during his sleep, let him not speak about it. This dream, any dream you have, which is negative in its essence, and you wake up feeling bad, or worried, or concerned, it is nothing but the shaitan toying with you. Don't even think about it, don't even speak about it. It is not a ru'ya. It is not a vision from Allah that needs interpretation, like the one of Yusuf alayhi salam, which had a profound meaning, or the king during that time when he saw the cows in the corn and so on and so forth. This is the shaitan. You've seen your dream that you're falling from a building, and then you wake up and you haven't fallen, you panic and you say, I'm going to die today and all this. Stop it. This is from the shaitan toying with you. And the same way he toys with us during our sleep, he toys with us during our time when we are awake. So he will be asking these questions and making us doubt the very existence of Allah Azza wa Jal, which cannot be denied. You cannot deny it. You and everything around you existence of Allah. Look around you. Look into yourself. Look at the harmony. Look at the amazing creation of Allah. Look at how everything is systematic. No random stuff. Managed consistently, continuously, ever since you knew this life until you will pass away in your own self, in your own body. What would one of us do if Allah did not create the digestive system through which we're able to relieve ourselves? By Allah, what condition would we be in if that simple thing did not exist? How would we lead our lives? How would we function? Or how would we function if Allah decreed that the digestive system had no control? You could not control anything you eat, anything you drink, you automatically relieve yourself anywhere you go. How would we live? How would we function? This very simple thing which we consider and take for granted is actually amazing. It's an amazing genius work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His own creation. How do you ignore that? But Allah told us already, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Does the son of Adam not see that we created him from a sperm drop? All of a sudden he wants to argue, he wants to dispute with the revelation of Allah. So my brothers in faith, be mindful of these things. I say, atheism is among the diseases of this century, of this day and time. They almost were non-existent in the past. Even the worst of people were mushrikeen. They believed in Allah as a creator, but they worshipped idols and statues along with Him. Now we are reaching a point in time where the audacity of the children of Adam has gone to the limit, where they have the nerve to say that there's no God, or that God should do this and should do that. And I will give you a simple answer. I ask you to memorize it. Anytime you are in a position where you confront an atheist or anyone who doesn't believe or objects to the command of Allah, even a Muslim who objects to the command of Allah, why did Allah make us grow a beard? Why do we have to grow the beard? Why do I have to keep my pants above the ankles? Why do I have to do this? How come I cannot do this? Why can I not wear gold? Many objections from Muslims before we deal with the non-Muslims. Too much complaining. Tell him, I'll give you an idea. Since you are not satisfied with the current situation, I offer you to go create your own universe. Go create your own universe. Make your own set of planets, and among them make one like Earth. Then I would like you to create your own human beings, and then apply your wisdom and your rule that you think is better than Allah's among these creation. And then come and invite me. I would like to pay you a visit and see how you're managing the whole thing. Oh, and by the way, before you leave, 755 times 433. Oh, you don't have an answer yet? Oh, excuse me. Genius son of Adam. This is how deficient you are in your intellect. And you're sitting here telling me that Allah didn't do things right, and you are suggesting to Allah how to do things? What is going on in this world? Muslims and non-Muslims. And once you say that there's nothing to be said afterwards, if you can't create your own creation, meaning you're part of the creation of someone else's, you better fit in and manage yourself so you can get out safely. Don't be wasting time with what should and what shouldn't be happening. You should be spending your time making sure that you succeed in this test of yours. You must have these answers. I'm saying this because you may feel safe, my brother, when you come to the masjid and pray. Your children are the ones who are exposed to all kinds of garbage on the internet. Your children are the ones who are being exposed to all of this Western education with all kinds of integrated disbelief in it. from homosexualism to atheism, you name it. They're trying to brainwash our kids. And if you don't have these answers, and your child asks you a question related to this topic, and you start stuttering, and you tell him, wait, and I don't know, you lost the battle, and you may lose him. You may get away with it, because you're old enough and wise. But these children are being victimized. So we must learn these things, and empower our children with this knowledge. Because what's coming after is much worse than what has gone by and passed us. Things will continue to get worse until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And people will disbelieve in Allah and reject Him even more as we get closer to the end of time. This requires better preparation on our part. So we can face this battle and we can become successful at the end. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, brothers in faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful and He pardons those who transgress and oppress and go beyond the limits. No matter what we have done in the past, there's always room to fix it as long as we are alive and our hearts are beating. We have to understand that there's a relationship, a close relationship between the doubts and the desires. And that the desires lead to doubts. And doubt leads to disbelief. And disbelief will guarantee failure in this life and the greatest failure on Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is why we have to look into these matters closely. It's a vicious cycle. A vicious cycle. Sin leads to doubt. Doubt leads to sin. Sin leads to doubt. And one will continue to go around until he spins off into disbelief. And disbelief is a huge realm. And the circle of belief is tight. The minority of the people are believers. And the majority of the people are disbelievers. And we praise Allah that everyone in this masjid, inshaAllah, is a believer. And that Allah chose us to be in that small circle. However, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that one of us will remain within this circle until and unless one follows the commands of Allah and learns about Him. There isn't anything more important to learn than Tawheed. It is not a joke, nor is it just for fun, that the people of Da'wah are always saying, begin with Tawheed, begin with Tawheed. People got sick of hearing it. They say, no, begin with Akhlaq. What is important, brother, is your character and your morals and blah, blah, blah. What benefit would that do you if you enter Jahannam as a disbeliever? The example of a person like the atheist who says, I'm nice to people, I give charity, I look after dogs. His example is like a person who kills his own mother and father and then looks after the dog. And he wants the people to praise him for looking after a dog after he killed his own parents. The right of Allah is the most important. And I ask you humbly, in your daily schedule, where is that? Where does it fit in? Seeking knowledge, specifically of the names and attributes of Allah, knowing your own Lord, where does that fit into your busy schedule, if it fits at all? If it fits at all. Ignorance is the key to failure. Not knowing is what will lead us astray. We have to immune ourselves with this knowledge. And we cannot afford to delay it or procrastinate any longer. Because the people around us, even in the kingdom, among the many expatriates who are working here, are Christians and atheists and all kinds of disbelievers. The danger has reached here. You are in the Haramain and Biladul Haramain, yet the danger exists. Look at the Shabab of today. Where's Islam in their lives? Let alone when the children go out to finish their education in some fancy country, and they mix with all kinds of students in universities with all kinds of disbelief. How is your son or your daughter? How are they going to manage and defend their deen? The attack is everywhere. My mother sent me a message that a friend of hers is being given da'wah by a Christian. And this Christian is saying to this Muslim girl, Your religion allows the husband to beat the wife. How can you follow a religion which allows the husband to beat the wife? And now she's lost and confused. No one can give her an answer. And if we were to ask the brothers in this masjid, brothers, how many of you can answer this misconception? How many of you can deal with this issue that in the Quran, Allah allowed the man to beat his wife? And I'm not going to give you the answer now because time doesn't allow. But I hope you take the time to do the investigation. If we don't have an answer, if our children ask that we don't have an answer, what will happen? So this lady may go astray. He'll tell her, Jesus is love. Jesus loves you. Your religion is violent. Blah, blah, blah. And she will slip away from us. No one was there to help her out and educate her. And she was too busy with the dunya to be educated. I'm giving you examples that I'm experiencing, so you won't think I'm bluffing you here, or I'm talking about what should be done. These things are happening on a daily basis in our lives. Therefore, wake up. Wake up from now. Please, please, for the sake of Allah, include in your schedule some time for Allah. With your children, have classes on weekly basis, on daily basis, whenever you can afford it. You're not qualified? Manage somehow to make sure that they learn from the reliable sources. But that must happen now. Otherwise, I fear for our children. I fear for our children reaching the point of no return. And then you will suffer two times. You will suffer seeing him every day, being a disbeliever, and you will suffer on the Day of Judgment for not having guided him and taught him the deen of Allah. What a loss and a state of loss to be in twice. But the wise will do what is necessary today and will free themselves from this, from the shackles of these problems. And ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us among those intelligent people who listen to the reminder and follow the best of it. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب اصرف قلوبنا على طاعتك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار واغفر لنا وللمسلمين في كل مكان وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته